at the top of the show, Dan, I asked you the school lunch situation for you. Now, you said you split it down the middle. Sometimes you'd brown bag it. Sometimes you would actually have the lunch.
Right.
Was the difference like for when you went to grade school? Where did you go to grade school again?
St. Robert Bellarmine.
And so did they provide
lunch? They did provide lunches if you wanted them. You mm-hmm. know, it was a hot lunch and a cold lunch.
Mm-hmm. So you had a choice between either one of them?
Yeah.
And then you went to Pat's.
Right.
And they provided lunch?
Yeah, they did at a cafeteria.
Yeah. Now, could you go off campus in Pat's?
No. You were limited to on campus. Yeah.
That's where us too. We couldn't go because otherwise everybody would have gone to McDonald's every day.
We had a Mr. Subway across the street or down the street.
Yeah, right. I know exactly where that place is. So the school lunches, what were the school lunches like when you were in school?
Yeah, you know, I vividly remember peanut butter and jelly because I didn't eat peanut butter and jelly as a kid. So that was one that stuck out. But it was a lot of just kind of the cold stuff was, you know, tended to be ham, you know, on a, you know, piece, you know, a couple pieces of bread, a fruit cup, you know, things like that.
Yeah. Well, this is what we're talking about here. I want to hear you guys. 312-981-7200. What were your school lunches like? And did you eat lunch at your school? And what were some of did you have a favorite? Did you have a favorite lunch? So both the elementary school where I went to Hamilton Public School at Cornelia and Palina, right here in Chicago, and then I went to Luther North High School, and both of them had cafeterias and provided food for us, I remember the food at Luther North was much better than the food at Hamilton. It wasn't great, but it was much better than the food at Hamilton. I remember the food at Hamilton not being all that great, and I'm assuming it probably wasn't the healthiest stuff because I went to grade school in the 70s, so you know, I mean, I'm assuming that they weren't really looking out for our health as much in the 70s, but. The only thing I remember, I've talked about this before, was they had the open-faced baked cheese sandwich, which I loved because it was the government cheese, and for some reason I really loved it. And whenever they had that on days when they had the open-faced baked cheese sandwich, which was just like a piece of white bread that was stuck in a broiler with a piece of government cheese on it, and then you know, and it would have like a little crust on it because the cheese would be it was open-faced, so they have a little crust on it, and I loved those. And I think you look back on it, it's probably terrible, but I really loved them. And so whenever, on the days when we had them, I made out like a bandit. Because nobody, all the kids would be like, ugh, and I'd be like, give it to me. That's the one thing that I remember. And we had, you know, the basic stuff, and it was all, you know, but we did have a choice of regular milk and chocolate milk. Which is why I bring this up, and I went. You know, every kid went for chocolate milk. I mean, who's going to go? I mean, I love, you know, white milk. I love, you know, the regular milk, but when you're a kid, you know, you want chocolate milk. Now I would obviously opt for regular whole milk.
Yeah, I can't actually drink regular milk. I can only if I'm having it as a beverage. I can only have chocolate milk.
Is that right? Yeah. Have we ever discussed this
no.
before?
I mean, I don't drink a lot of milk, so yeah. You know, I don't, you know, but yeah, since grade school, if I'm having it as a beverage, I usually go chocolate milk. I can't drink it straight.
Wow. That makes me sad.
You make up for it for me.
That makes me sad. I'll have an extra glass of milk today for you. Yeah, regular listeners, you know that I'm a little bit crazy about milk. I love it. I drink it with every meal. Except when I go to restaurants. Like if I go out to eat, I don't. But at whatever meal I'm having at home, even if I order a pizza or something, it's milk. And it's whole milk. It's not the dishwater stuff. It's the real good stuff. So, but again, as a kid, you opt for the chocolate milk. And they used to offer that. And I remember they started this maybe when I was in 6th or 7th grade. They started offering breakfast. So if you get to the school early, you could go to the cafeteria and get breakfast. And this was sort of I remember this being a real big deal, like when they started offering this. And I'm not sure it was because Hamilton's a public school, so I'm not sure it was like citywide, or you know, I would imagine may have been citywide or if it was just a school by school thing. But I remember it being a big deal. And they would have, you know, like eggs and bacon and all that stuff. And I'm assuming that, all, of course, wasn't very healthy either. But I would take advantage of that every once in a while, you know, because, I was a latchkey kid, you know. Both my parents worked. And so, like, you know, making a hot breakfast or something, I would sometimes, you know, in the morning I would have some cereal, you know, before school. But the idea of actually going to school and getting a hot breakfast, it seemed like a really good idea at the time. So we took advantage of that. I remember there being some pretty long lines in the cafeteria, being pretty full early in the morning for the breakfast. So, but here's the reason I bring this up. The USDA rolls back Michelle Obama's school lunch regulations, bringing back biscuits and low-fat chocolate milk. The U.S. school lunch program is making room on menus again for noodles, biscuits, tortillas, and other foods that have refined grains. The Trump administration is scaling back contested school lunch standards implemented under the Obama administration, including one that required only whole grains be served. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said Thursday only half the grains served will need to be whole grains, a change, it said, will do away with the current bureaucracy of requiring schools to obtain special waivers to serve select refined grain foods. Low-fat chocolate milk will also be allowed again. Previously, only fat-free milk could be flavored, although that rule had been temporarily waived. A final goal for limiting sodium will be scrapped as well, and the students at the schools will still be required to meet reduced sodium targets. The School Nutrition Association, which represents local cafeteria operators and companies like Domino's Pizza, Kellogg, and PepsiCo, had called for relaxing the whole grain only requirement, saying it was too difficult for some districts to meet. Diane Pratt Hevener, a spokeswoman for the association, said whole grain bread and buns generally aren't a problem, but she said students complained about other items, in this case because of cultural or regional preferences. Finding whole grain biscuits and grits that students like are a challenge in the U.S. South, she said, while tortillas are a challenge in the Southwest. Not everyone welcomed the relaxed rules. The American Heart Association encouraged schools to stay the course and commit to meeting the stricter standards of what went into effect in 2012. Center for Science in the Public Interest also said the decision to roll back the whole grain requirement makes no sense because most schools were already in compliance. Those still struggling to meet the standard would have eventually been able to comply as well, said Colin Schwartz, the center's deputy director of legislative affairs. For the current school year, the USDA said 20% of schools were applying for exemptions to the whole grain rule. Pasta, tortillas, biscuits, and grits were the commonly requested items for exemption. The USDA school lunch program provides low-cost or free lunches in public schools and other institutions. Last year, it served an estimated 30 million children. Brandon Lips, Deputy Secretary for the USDA's Food and Nutrition Division, said that at some schools that only serve the whole grain foods, some of it is wasted if students won't eat it. In those cases, schools might now consider other options. The USDA defines whole grain rich foods as being at least 50% whole grain. So they rolled back some of this stuff, and you know, some people are fans of it, some people aren't. But I wanted to talk about just school lunches in general. What was it like in school, whether it be elementary or high school? What was your food options like? And do you remember specific school lunches? Like, for instance, does anybody else remember the open faced baked government cheese sandwich, which was my favorite? So 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. Let's break for the weather here. And here's your Chicago weather forecast. For today, a wintry mix in the morning, a little sunshine possible in the afternoon, and a high near 35. Tonight, mostly cloudy and low around 26. Tomorrow, showers, high near 42. Friday, more showers, high of 43. Saturday, mostly cloudy and a high near 40. It's currently 33 degrees at O'Hare. It's 34 at Midway, 34 downtown. All right, let's take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll jump into the school lunches. We have a few lines open if you would like to jump in. 312-981-7200. Reminiscing a little bit about our favorite and maybe the worst or the best school lunches. Am I the only one that finds it kind of creepy that Susie Snowflake shows up, starts tapping on your window in the middle of the night? Is that just me? Tap, tap, tapping on your window pane? Why? I didn't invite you. It's Wild Card Wednesday. You made Wild Card Wednesday wild. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Nick DiGilio here. We're here till 5 o'clock. The 815 area code requesting Here Comes Susie Snowflake, tapping on your window in the middle of the night, freaking you out. Like that kid in the Salem's lot, tapping on the window, floating outside to get the kid's window, tapping on it. That's Susie Snowflake of Salem's lot. All right. There have been some changes made to the school lunch program here in America, and we've been talking just in general about your memories about school lunches. What were your favorites? What do you remember? And we want to get your thoughts on that. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Okay, this is the bakery guy. All right. It's the bakery guy. Hello, bakery guy.
Morning.
Morning.
In the late 60s at Luther North. Hot dog and mashed potatoes. Or you had two open-faced English muffins with stuff on top called pizza.
Ah, yes. We used to have those. We had those, too, like the pizza muffin back there. I went there I went from 79 to 83. So the lunches might have been a little bit different than that because it was like almost 20 years later. But
yeah, I escaped in 70.
You escaped in 70. You know, it's closed now, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's too bad. I feel sad about that. But
I believe one of my former classmates was the principal.
Oh, is that right?
Wyman?
Yeah, Wyman. Tom Wyman.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was one of my favorite teachers. I loved Mr. Wyman. Yeah. All right. Thanks, bakery guy.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay, see ya. The bakery guy. That's what he. Yeah, Mr. Wyman was when they closed down the school. He eventually was principal, and he was a teacher that I had. I used to drive him nuts. Oh man, did I drive him nuts? He's friends with me on Facebook. I have a few ex Luther North teachers that are friends with me that I had when I was in high school that are friends with me on Facebook. Like four, five, six of them. It's pretty cool. I don't think my favorite teacher is on Facebook. My favorite teacher of all time is Ann Rundio. She's my favorite teacher. She was the toughest teacher I ever had. I hated her when I was in school, but it took me a little while to realize how great she was, and she's the best teacher I've ever had. Ann Rundio. I remember when I went back to speak to the students at graduation. I know that sentence sounds insane, that they would have me come back and speak to students at a graduation. But I went back and I did a speech for a graduation of probably about 11, 12 years ago when I went. And she wasn't there, and I was very upset because I wanted to see her. She was still teaching. She taught. See how well she taught me? She was an English teacher, too. So there's proof that she teached me well. She taught all the way up until that school closed. She was there. And so when I was speaking to the students, I was like, how many people have Miss Rundio? And they raised their hand, and I'm like, she's tough, right? And you could just hear a groaning throughout the entire gymnasium of these students who clearly had the Miss Rundio experience that I had. Yeah, toughest teacher I ever had, man. Everything I wrote, we'd have to write like a composition or an essay or something. Those margins would be filled with red ink. It would just, you'd look at it and go, oh my God, you know, she would have a field day, man. And man, her class was so tough, but she, the best teacher I ever had. Here's David on WGN. Hey, David.
Hey, David. Hello, are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, great. My pleasure to be here. And to all my fellow listeners, I went to Alexander Graham Bell back in the 1960s, and we had a lunchroom there. And I went there up until seventh grade. And as far as the food, well, one thing, they didn't know how to make meatloaf very well. Of course, you know, my mom's meatloaf was the best.
Yeah.
And they didn't seem to know how to make mashed potatoes very well either, because most of the time they were all runny and, you know, watery.
My guess would be, David, my guess would be is that they were powdered. That would be my guess.
Yeah, I guess at that time they did have powdered mashed potatoes. Now, the other thing, the Sloppy Joe sandwich is wonderful. Very good. I was introduced to Sloppy Joe, Sloppy Joe's when I was there at Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the other dishes they had were pretty good. And you could have seconds if you wanted it. That was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you could buy, you had to buy your desserts. Like, you know, my favorite thing to buy was ice cream sandwiches. That was, and that's how I was introduced to ice cream sandwiches, too.
So you got introduced to Sloppy Joe's and ice cream sandwiches through your school. There's something about that that I like. I like that. David, thanks for the call. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. That's pretty cool. Let's see. 312 area code says, I remember there was some kind of budget crisis in the 70s, and we were fed powdered eggs for a few weeks. That was at Yon High School at Belmont and Walcott. I know exactly where that is. I used to hang out in that neighborhood all the time. I think we went through the powdered eggs, too. And I know that, like, if there was mashed potatoes, I'm positive that they were powdered. I'm positive. 781 area code says, ring dings were my favorite lunch item, really. No, that's healthy. Hi. What'd you have for lunch, honey? A couple packages of ring dings. Oh, good. Good. That's a nice balanced meal right there. A couple packages of ring dings washed down with some chocolate milk. 847 area code says, pizza pita pockets. They were the best. 25 years later, still haven't found that exact flavor. I yearn for one more bite, Nick. Maybe it's the government cheese. I'm telling you. It might just be the government cheese. All right. We are going to take a break here on 720 WGN. We got a bunch of texts coming in. We want to hear from you. You can call us. The phone lines are open. 312-981-7200. We are reminiscing about our childhood school lunches and meals that we would have and what was good. And again, I put it out there. Did anybody have the open-faced baked government cheese sandwich that was such a popular item with me? Not with anybody else, but just with me. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. The news is coming up after this. Welcome back. Trucker Rich playing Gary Hoey. I'll Be Home for Christmas instrumental. He also said that Spike Odell would play it a lot this time of year. Hey, by the way, Spike Odell's going to be on with Steve Cochran. 7:40 this morning. Make sure you tune in. Hear from Spiker. Yeah! 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We have a very unfortunate Blackhawks Express. I just keep saying that same sentence over and over and over again. They lost their eighth in a row last night, which is why we were talking about longest losing streaks in sports. And, we'll play that back coming up in just a little bit. But right now, we're talking about there have been some changes made to school lunches in America, and we wanted to talk just about your memories of school lunch, what you were offered, what you ate, what was your favorite, maybe what was the worst, and the breakfasts that were sometimes offered as well, because, like I said, you know, we had the preschool lunch or breakfast program that you could go and take advantage of, too. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And let's see. 7730 area code says, hopefully Dan is not teaching your children about only drinking chocolate milk. I have a niece that's 34 and will only drink chocolate milk to this day and will never drink white milk. She will only have water if she can't get chocolate milk. Your kids drink milk, right?
Yes. And chocolate milk is only a special treat when they're at grandma and grandpa's house. Otherwise, it is.
It's regular milk.
Regular milk.
Okay. Yeah. Paul says, at Heartland Grade School, we had pizza burgers. It was half a hamburger bun with ground beef, pizza sauce, and cheese. They were great. Yeah, the good old pizza burgers. 815 area code. I remember pizza in junior high would require about 100 napkins to blot the grease off the top. That's one of my favorite. That's one of my favorite things is when you go to get a piece of pizza or something, you get a slice of pizza, and you got to get like 14 napkins to blot that out. There was a I wonder if it's still there. Is it Gigio's in Evanston? And there's one in Uptown. It's Gigio's, I think. Gigio's Pizza in Evanston. I want to say it's right off. It was right by the train stop, right by the L stop.
1001 Davis Street.
That's it. It's on Davis, right? Yeah, that was Gigio's. That was a slice of pizza. You go there because I used to work in Evanston for a couple of years, and during my lunch hour, there were places that you could go, obviously, in Evanston, and I ended up going to Gigio's pretty regularly. And that was a you need napkins to sop up the grease pizza. 312 area code says, I went to Maine North High School in the 70s. They did have a breakfast club. The hamburgers were definitely not 100% beef. It was probably some sort of soy mixture, but I liked them. To this day, I have no problem with veggie burgers and the like. Besides, by the time you end up putting all that ketchup and mustard and relish on it, they're not exactly, they don't taste much different anyway. 708 area code says, I went to high school in Central Illinois. The rectangle government pizza was the best. I always get two pieces. It also came with a little square brownie and a small salad with vinegar salad dressing. In the fifth grade, I worked in the cafeteria so I could get free brownies and pizza. It's funny for some reason, man. You know, the government food, we enjoyed it when I was a kid. I enjoyed it. Like, here's a guy. The rectangle government pizza was the best. It's got to be that cheese. I'm telling you, there's something very, very special about the government cheese. Adam in Rockford said the last day before Thanksgiving break, school would do a turkey gravy, mashed potatoes, corn, and they only served it that one day of the year. 815 area code said, we had the same pizza for 12 years. It was rectangle, and it fit perfectly on the lunch tray. more texts coming in. 312-981-7200. Susan said, I went to St. Peter and Skokie in the 60s. We had hot lunches made by ladies in the parish and bakery bread sandwiches. Wow, is it fresh bread? They were baking fresh bread? Wow. 219 area code says, Nick, I never had the sandwiches at school, but my mom would make them at home. You would get that big, awesome brown bubble on top that would make them so crispy, and then you'd pop it. Yeah, that's what we're talking about, the open-faced baked cheese sandwich. But what, you know, you can make them at home and everything, but there was something special about that, you know, the baked open-faced baked cheese sandwich because of the government cheese. It had a whole different taste to it. And again, I was like the only one who liked it. Only, I was the only one. You know, when I went back to Luther to speak, they had shut down the cafeteria. So for the last, I don't know how many years, maybe the last like 8-9 years of Luther North's existence, they shut the cafeteria. There's no cafeteria. They had vending machines and stuff. You could bring food, obviously. You can bring a lunch, but they just had stuff in vending machines. And we had a lot. I mean, you know, when I went to Luther, we had the regular cafeteria with the kitchen and, you know, hot lunches and stuff. But we also had vending machines where you can get pop and stuff. Do they still have that? And are kids still?
There was a movement that like to eliminate that stuff from being easily accessible. You can bring it in, as you mentioned, but I think the vending machines, you know, right outside the cafeteria are no longer
stocked with that, with the sugary drinks and all that, and all that other stuff. But we used to have them when I went to high school. We had, we had like a candy machine and a pop machine. And in the calf, so you could get pop if you wanted it. But I remember who used to do continuing stories about this topic about school lunches. It was a concern of hers. Monica Eng, who wrote for the Tribune and appeared on my show. She was a regular on my show. Would do an entire series every year on school lunches. She has kids, and at the time those kids were going to school and were being offered these lunches, and she would grade the lunches. Like, she would, you know, check out the lunches and see what they had to order, or what they had to offer, and see how much of it were healthy options and stuff like that. It was a pretty fascinating series that she did, and very enlightening. And it was really interesting because how much it varied from school to school. That's the other thing. It's like, maybe if it's a Chicago public school, it's pretty, you know, maybe it's standard, because all these people who are talking about the square pizza, we had that. I mean, it was the same thing. I'm sure it was the same product that was used in every public school. But if you go to like a private school or something else, I assume that the food that they have is, you know, is different, and it varies from school to school. And that's what Monica would write about, that, about how you know, almost sometimes hugely different the quality and the offerings are from one school to another. And she did a piece about those vending machines too. She felt very strongly about that stuff. So, because she's a real foodie, Monica. Let's see. 815 area code said, I teach in the western suburbs, and before Mrs. Obama promoted healthy lunches, our cafeteria said ketchup was a vegetable and served Skittles for dessert. Ketchup is a vegetable, huh? It falls under the guise.
I think one of the workarounds was that pizza was made of vegetable as well.
Right. All right. We got more texts coming in, and more memories about the food that you ate when you were a kid at school. 312-981-7200 if you want to call in or text. We'll wrap up that topic after we take a break here for the weather and for yet another unfortunate Blackhawks Express. Their eighth loss in a row, and we'll hear the Express coming up in just a couple of minutes. All right. How you doing? It's Nick DiGiulio. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio. We are here until 5. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. And coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. All right. A couple more texts here, closing out the topic that we were talking about, school lunches and remembering those. Canadian Bill says, we had the usual food at school, like hamburgers you couldn't eat because they were so greasy. In the cafeteria, we had a smoking room for those in the 12th grade. You know, my freshman year at Luther, there was a smoking area right outside the cafeteria. Like, if you wanted to smoke, it stopped. That stopped though my sophomore year. But freshman year, kids could stand outside the cafeteria window, right in front of the cafeteria, as it was the designated smoking area. Could you imagine that now? If they had smoking areas for kids? Let's see. 219 area code says, I went to Loyola Academy the same year as that you went to Luther. For breakfast, it was warm chocolate chip cookies and milk. Oh, boy, that's a healthy breakfast right there. You got all your food groups represented there. For lunch, it was bad cheeseburgers and bad pizza. I loved them. I'd eat the cheeseburgers with crushed Doritos on them. Oh, my God. Coincidentally, for years, I owned a bungalow on Hutchinson behind the Orthodox Church, Central. We used to go to Demetrio's, Toots, and Johnny's. I still miss that house. Yeah. Demetrio's, man, we were there every night in the 80s. Every night. 815 area code says, the old St. Rita High School had the best mashed potatoes and gravy. The potatoes were scooped with an ice cream scooper. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what they did, yeah. And you could also order French fries and dip. It was fantastic. Wow. All right. Let's see. 847 area code says, at Maine South High School in Park Ridge in the late 70s, they had four separate lunch lines. There was a pizza line, a hamburger line, a junk food line, and a balanced meal line. Nobody went to the balanced meal line. That's not a shock at all. Hey, Nick, I remember being frightened by the orange salad dressing known as French in my school lunch. I never wanted to try it because the color always freaked me out, but go figure, now as an adult, I like it. All thanks to my school lunches. Yeah, French dressing is good. It's tasty. Jay says, at Mount Carmel grade school, hot lunch was hot dog day. and sloppy joes and chips. That's what it was. All the healthy stuff again. 608 area code says, we would leave campus and go to Taco John's or Burger King. At Oak Lawn High School in the 60s, we had great spaghetti and peanut butter cookies. And then finally, 815 area code says, at Cary Grove High School, we had a hot lunch line and a pick what you want line. We also had a milk booth. I would get the hot lunch and supplement it. My friend would get a large chocolate milkshake and two bags of barbecued chips every day for lunch. You got to keep it healthy, everybody. All right. All right, let's take a break. Dan, tomorrow we'll have Man Fighting Bear, the band.
Yep.
Live in studio. Okay, that's coming up tomorrow, but the news is up after this.